will transform and become different. Yes.
In order that your understanding may return from that evil disposition, mm-hmm. when you lay your hand in his, then you will escape from the hand of the devourers.
Yeah. If you find the real intelligence and you shake your hand, you give your hand to that hand, then you shouldn't worry about the hunters who want to hunt you. Doesn't matter, because you have a savior. Whatever somebody will tell you to change your mind, you check it over there and you're free. Yes?
And your hand will become one of the covenanteers, above whose hands is the hand of Allah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking about this hand to hand to hand, because we always say, the higher hand is his hand. That's it. That's simple. Yes?
When you have put your hand in the hand of the peer of wisdom who is knowing and eminent, who is the prophet of his own time, O disciple, so that the light of the prophet is manifested by him.
Are you listening to that? Imagine in a time of Rumi they are listening to that. But they don't really. No, it's okay. Here he's talking about the prophecy. Who is the prophet to you? Here he will say, peer is the prophet of the time. Means the prophecy is in we. This is how it comes. Somebody will get the message, will come and will give the message to everyone, right? We call it messenger, right? Okay, who is Rumi? A messenger. Here you say, you should understand that this peer, and he said, which peer? The peer which has the knowledge and understands what? The information system, intellectuality, both of them. This is the fellow who is the prophet of his time. Why? Because the light of prophecy comes out of him. Because he got it from there, not he created it. God even didn't hand it to him. He got it from the prophet. He said, when I'm talking about a prophet, you should understand, you should have a living prophet. Yes, the past, they were here, they gave us information, but they are not here. There is someone who is the best of us. That's our prophet. This is what he's trying to explain. Yes.
By this means, you have been present at Hudaybiyah and have been associated with the companions who took the covenant.
With this attitude, you will be connected to those fellows around the prophet who came together and made that assembly. You are connected to that one, to that ring, so you are a member of them. Yes.
Therefore, you have become one of the 10 friends to whom the glad tidings was given and have been made pure like sterling gold. To the end, that communion may be made perfect, for a man is united with that one whom he has made his friend. He is with him in this world and in that world. And this is the hadith of sweet nature, Ahmad. Said a man is with him whom he loves. The heart is not severed from its object of desire.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this is in Arabic. Goft al mar'u ma'a mahbubihi la yufakku al-qalb min matlubihi. To explain all of that, what is he trying to say here? It's a long one, right? Okay, I mean, it's very easy to get lost in this long paragraph. What was it? he was trying to talk about this hunting, right? And he said, look at it, it's like this, that somebody is hunting. We talked about this hunting before. Do you remember we talked about that peasant who is promising and is inviting that citizen fellow and promise and promise and all this? There are a lot of this. Here he will say, there are a lot, but don't worry about it. You should understand and choose. First, I hope you don't have any doubt that you need a hand to take your hand. Because if you are, think that you don't need it, you are the boss, we have nothing to tell you. He said, talked about it. Now he's talking about that. Look around and understand whom you should look for. We call him Pir. What is Pir? Okay, it literally means old, but age has nothing to do with this. When we are talking about Pir, we are talking about someone, first of all, who had passed this barrier of ego. So he's not selfish, because he doesn't have the self. He doesn't need it. That's how the transformation goes. For you, you have to find someone like this. The connection will help you to grow up from that childhood, because in childhood, we're all animals. To grow up, then your intellectual stability will be there, because you understand what you are looking for. Yes?
Do not sit in any place where there is a trap and bait.
This is something that we read in the book 3, remember? In book 3 he was talking about something not to do. When it was enrichment, he said, enrichment, for enrichment you should read and talk and connect. But let me tell you what not to do. Because there are a lot of sources that you don't need to connect, because they are hunting you. That's what it is. When somebody stands up and will call everyone, the first question is, what's his motivation? Why is he calling everyone? It could be two different stuff. He is calling everyone to build up an empire for himself and become the king, or he is a prophet. You should understand, divide these two stuff. These are two different stuff. So you should understand that around you there are a lot of people who want to haunt you. A lot of, thinking classes or thinking system. They are trying to haunt you. You should be clever and look around at what is what. Yes?
Oh, you who regard others as weak, go, consider those who regard as weak. Oh, you who regard the weak as weak, know this, there is a hand above your hand, O youth. You are weak, and you regard others as weak. Oh, wonderful, you are at once the prey and the pursuing hunter.
This is what it is. Mm-hmm. The problem with you is you are not a dummy one. You are intellectual, you're listening to me and all of this. Means what? It means you are a hunter. You try to hunt the other people. Aren't you trying to convince them, give them the advice, and do this and do that? You say, this is something which is in everyone, and you should know that this is in you. You should stop this one, which is hunting the others. Try to be hunted with the best one. Do you remember when we talked about this hunting? Last book, he said, love is the best subject to hunt, but I'm sorry, nobody could hunt love, because love is a hunter. And you should be a very good one, and lucky one to be hunted by love. Remember that. Here he would say, you should understand that you are not the best. This is the subject. That fellow who is calling everyone to become an emperor, who is talking that he is? A clever one, the best one. That's the arrogance, that's the fellowship. You should understand that it could be in you. So be clever about it. Yes?
Be not before and behind them a barrier, so that you cannot see the enemy, though the enemy is manifest. The greed of hunting makes oblivious of being a prey. He tries to win hearts, he has lost his own.
This is the trick. A fellow who is trying to steal the heart of the other people, he's heartless. Because if you are a full-hearted fellow, you don't steal the heart of the other people. Why should you? Yes.
Be not you inferior to a bird in seeking. A sparrow sees before and behind. When it approaches the grain, at that moment it turns its head and face several times to front and rear. Oh, I wonder whether there is a fowler in front of me or behind, so that for fear of him I should abstain from this food. Do you see behind the story of the wicked? See before the death of friend and neighbor?
Look at the difference between these two. This is paying attention, understanding that you could be hunted. Mainly culturally, this is what we are talking about, right? Here we are talking about the culture, the knowledge. You could be hunted because there are a lot of hunters. Why? Because there are a lot of people that they think they are the best. They don't have any shortcoming. They know that I can do this, I could do that, I could do that, I could manipulate the people, I could make an empire. And this is normal. You should understand that these are all around you. Don't become like them. Try to understand it. Yes?
Whom he destroyed without any instrument, he is close to you in every circumstance. God inflicted torment, and there is no mace or hand. Know then that God is one who deals justice without hands. He who was saying, if God exists, where is he? Was confessing on that rack that it is he.
Mm-hmm. This is a very sharp point here. That's okay. You were saying that, where is this happening? Where is it? Because you could have this question. This question could be put in you. If around you a lot of people will ask, then what? What is your answer? Where is he? Is it? Wait a minute. That fellow who brought this question, let's torture the guy. Then he will shout, oh God, save me, and all of that. Suddenly he will remember the habit, the just and justice, when he is punished. This is how it works. When we say, God punished me, means what? Means flapped like that. He doesn't need the hand. It's a different style. Understand it. Yes?
He who was saying, this is far-fetched and marvelous, was shedding tears and crying, O you who are near.
Yeah. A lot of people, they don't believe in all of this. When we're talking, we say, oh yeah, these are stories and blah, blah. When they see the results, suddenly they say, bizarre. Yes.
Since he has deemed it necessary to flee from the trap for you is in fact stuck fast to your feathers. Mm. I will tear out the pin of this ill-fated trap. I will not suffer bitter grief for the sake of a desire.
Desire, that's the point. My problem is what? I could be hunted. With what? He said, yeah, learn